may not even be using it, but one of the most powerful tools in your parenting toolbox is also one of the greatest privileges you can have, and that is to pray for your children, to take their situations and their character and their future to the throne of God. We want to talk about that today. I'm John Fuller with Dr. Danny Huerta. Danny, how do you pray for your children? I suspect you've got some things that will inspire somebody.
Most of the time in English, John. Yeah. No, I'm just joking.
Well, you are. You can pray in Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
Yeah, actually, I do. I do sometimes. Yeah. I do it in Spanish, but most of the time now it's in English.
Okay.
Here with my kids, and they have asked me, "Hey, can you do it in Spanish?" But what I love to do when I'm praying is I love to picture each of the children. You know, I have their picture in my mind, and I think about words of blessing. I think about certain verses. I'll open up the Bible to a certain spot, usually the Psalms or in Isaiah. Mm-hmm. I'll rearrange some of the words to fit into a prayer. And another thing that I commonly pray is, Lord, help my kids see you today. Help them hear you today. Remove things that need to be removed so that they grow closer to you. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you need to do to draw them near to you. And sometimes that could be hard things, and I need to be okay with that when I'm praying for that, that it's not about clearing everything for my kids, but strengthen them so that they can fulfill the purpose that they've been created to fulfill, and also to find meaning and purpose in this life. Mm-hmm. as His children. And I've had moments where I've been teary-eyed thinking of that, because it could mean there are moments that are difficult and somewhat painful for my kids, yet I want them to learn how to follow Christ no matter what. Mm-hmm. And we have those deeper conversations at home, and I've said, sometimes I pray that God will do whatever He needs to do with you guys, and I want you to know that, because I want you guys to have a steadfast faith.
Yeah.
That's immovable.
I appreciate that passion, and thanks for being candid there. We're going to turn now to a conversation Focus President Jim Daly had with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who shared ideas about how you can pray for your children.
Now, imagine praying this for your children. I have often prayed it. If you're out there today listening to us and you're saying, well, how do I begin? A good place to begin would be the prayers of the Apostle Paul. Jim, think of how exciting it is to pray this prayer for your children. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and discernment, so that you might approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with a fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Look
yes.
at every phrase in that verse. I have frequently prayed this. I actually know it by memory, but today I'm reading it lest I make a mistake. But this is Philippians chapter 1, verse 9.
Yeah.
Take a verse like that, and it is so critical that you think in terms of how can I pray for my children scripturally. And Jim, this is so exciting, because at the end you don't have to add, if it be thy will.
Right, you know it's God's will.
You know it's God's will. Go through the Psalms. Pray the Psalms for your children.
I love that. It just sounds so active, and it won't become stale in that sense, and you can pray just such a beautiful prayer over your kids every day, like your father did for you.
Yes, and that's why I think it's so important that people read the Bible, and when you read, think through, how can I make this into a prayer? I mean, we could even go through Psalm 23. The yeah. Lord is my shepherd. I pray that the Lord will be their shepherd, that they might not want. I pray that you might, you know, and so you go through the psalm and you pray that psalm for your children.
Let me move a little bit in a direction to answer some of the questions that people might be going through. They've been praying. Maybe they've been praying exactly like you've recommended. They've been in this long drought, not hearing from God. Mm. And I think in our humanness, we tend to believe then God's not listening, God doesn't care, however you express that. But as a parent of a prodigal, you've been praying for decades maybe. And if it feels like God is not hearing your prayers, how should they process that silence?
First of all, it is so critical to realize that the never interpret the silence of God as the indifference of God. God is frequently silent, but he is not indifferent. The next thing that they have to do is to never give up. And there's a story in the New Testament that I've often preached about. It's a woman, the Syrophoenician woman, who heard that Jesus was coming into her area, into the region of Tyre and Sidon, and she went out to meet Jesus, and she said, "I have a demonized daughter, and I want you to heal that daughter." Now, let's just think about this. This was totally countercultural. You didn't have a Gentile woman go out and meet 13 Jewish men who were coming into your district. Furthermore, where was her husband? We don't know. She was a single mother, so far as this story is concerned, and there are plenty of single mothers who are listening to us today. And she comes out and she meets a number of different barriers that Jesus put up to test her faith.
Well, we're going to pick up the rest of that incredible story from the Bible next time. Danny, right now there are parents who are, I'm sure, begging God to do something in their child's life. Yes. This was me just a week or two ago. I was talking to God and I found myself really imploring him, pretty much begging him on a couple of things. It can be really helpful to be real with God and to pour out our hearts. How do you encourage us to have faith, to keep praying for a child who might be in the middle of a really difficult situation?
In fact, I had a couple of these moments at recent conventions we were at, and I was speaking, and I'm thinking about this particular mom that came to our booth and was just crying. And she said, "I just keep praying for my adult child. They're just not listening. They're stepping away. They've stepped away from the faith. We're struggling with this child. What do I do?" And I'm noticing the same thing in my other child. And she's just talking about her home kind of unraveling. And here, this home has been a homeschool home, a family where they've been intentional. And she says, I thought we did everything we were supposed to do. And now things are unraveling. And where we went is God is a faithful God. He cares deeply for your kids. Continue praying for them. Mm-hmm. Continue pursuing relationship with them. And as we talked about different things in their lives, there is potential where God is going to reset their perceptions and their perspectives. She just needs to remain steadfast in praying for them. And we talked about a variety of psalms, Psalm 77, where Asaph is in a place of depression and doubts. And then midway through in that chapter, Asaph realizes God has been faithful in this and in that and in that. And he starts to remember kind of the memory book, the picture album that he has with God. And that's what I did with this mom, just thinking about the times where God has been faithful. He's clearly there, clearly pursuing her children. Remember that. Remember the photo album you've had along the way with God and know that he wants to continue to have that with your kids. Just keep praying and stay steadfast in that.
Yeah, and I'm sure I've addressed this before, but I'm fond of a saying, the story's not over yet.
Yes.
We have such a narrow window of time that we're looking through. God is above all of this, and he knows. He knows what he's going to do in your child's heart. He is faithful. I so appreciate that word, Danny. And we want to encourage you, if you are struggling, if you are feeling like, no, it's not going to work for me, God's not going to move on my behalf in my child's life, give us a call. We're here to help. We want to pray with you. We want to give you some encouragement. And we have counselors who would count it a privilege to do that with you. Our number is 800 the letter A, and the word family. And we just want to remind you, you're not alone. We'll walk through at least a little bit of this with you through a phone consultation. It's free, and so call 800-A-FAMILY or look for the link in the show notes. And then if you want to get on a road of regular prayer for your child, this is a terrific book from Dr. Erwin Lutzer, A Practical Guide for Praying Parents. It'll be a source of great encouragement to you to not give up. And we'll send that to you for a donation of any amount to the ministry. Make a monthly pledge or a one-time gift of any amount to cover the cost of that. We'll send it to you as our way of saying thank you for joining the support team, for making it possible for us to have podcasts and so many other resources for parents. We'll hear more from Dr. Erwin Litzer next time. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for joining us for the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Have you felt it? The calling? The whisper from God that you are meant to help children in out-of-home care? This might be fostering or adopting a child, kinship care, or as a valuable family ally. Focus on the Family has created a website that can help you find your unique purpose at waitnomore.org. No act is too small to a child or fostering family that needs your help. Learn more at waitnomore.org.